Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, man! It's good to have you listening this hour of Dukes and Bell, guys, as we're going to get into what Terry Fontenot had to say today. Coming up a little bit later on, Grant is going to stop by. Braves do win, and that means they win the series, which is good. We're continuing to win series. We'll talk about some of the moves that have been made, but that's on the way. Mike, we've been saying this. Tomorrow down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the show and getting you ready for the draft tomorrow night. Our coverage all day long, and then tomorrow night live from Mercedes-Benz, West Durham. Dave Archer, Mike Conte will get you all covered, and then we'll have all kind of post-draft coverage as well. All right. We've been talking a lot about all these different guys, and we will continue because, as Terry Fontenot said today, the work's not done, and I do believe him. But let's hear a couple of things that he said so we can have some clarity on where the Falcons are on some of this stuff. Terry Fontenot, about need versus availability or best player, how is he feeling about this?
You look at all that, and look, we know there are specific needs as you go into the draft, but you still have to go in there with a mindset to make the football team better. We want to take impact players off the board, but yet you do have to, like you're saying, Led, look at the entire draft, the total picture, and assess players that you feel like you can get at different parts of the draft, and looking at kind of the strengths of the draft and determining other teams and where runs are going to happen in the draft. So it's all a part of it. We just have to take impact players off the board at the end of the day and make sure we're effective.
Will we get an impact player, Mike Bell?
You're darn right, we will. Yeah, I mean, look, we've gone round and round, and we've talked about linebackers. We've talked about, edge rushers. And now, Carl, you, sir, have turned the argument, the conversation, towards maybe going inside the line. Because if you look at it, it's Onyemata, and it's Ruka Ro-Ro-Ro. And with all due respect to Quan Graham, it's the same old dudes. We're not good against the run and not great getting the quarterback on the ground. So maybe we go inside. And we'll forestall for another year with at least a good Leonard Floyd helping out, right? And Ebba Cady, hopefully on the other side, doing better.
Yeah.
And Caden Ellis will release the house. I mean, would I go to interior and then go edge in the second if a guy's there? Yes, yes. And then we still need to get another corner, I think, for the nickel package. Either way, you could make the argument if your edge rushers you've earmarked are gone, then you like going into inside, right?
I do, because it helps your defense, and it's a position of need. I know it's not. I don't believe most Falcon fans don't believe it's the position of need because we still don't get to the quarterback enough. But when you start talking about some of these big defensive tackles that are game changers, and you're going to get better against the run, Mike, it makes you a better defense. Now you're putting teams in third and long. Now you can pin your ears back even more so. I'm not telling you one over the other. What I'm telling you is both. But if they have to choose at 15, one or the other, how do they go about that? And that's something else Terry Fontenot talked about today. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear Terry talk about the board being set.
I would say we wrapped up with the coaches and kind of middle of last week, and you have the board set. But the hay's never in the barn. You know, the board is set right now, but you're continuing to gather as much information as you can. We've got more phone calls and more. You do everything you can all the way down to the wire until you're making that pick. So the board was set last week, and yet we're continuing to work through it.
Is the hay in the barn?
I think the hay's in the barn. I think the hay's in the barn.
But the hay's never in the barn.
Wait, hold on. I thought the hay was in the barn.
It's in the barn. It's got to be in the barn. I mean, we're a day away, Mike. It's got to be in there.
These horses
but
have
the
to eat.
Never in the barn. When I say all the hay's never in the barn, because you want to continue, just make another call.
All right. Where's Rob, by the way? I mean, did you want to hear from Coach? You just let the GM run the show today.
Well, look, I got two beefs, all right? One, I thought Terry, 30 minutes was not enough. That's me. You are going into the most important draft of your tenure as the general manager. Whether you believe it or not, you are. And your head coach, who's in collaboratively, not my words, his, wasn't sitting next to him. So when we talk about these decisions, and again, I think, Mike, when you put guys up there, it opens the door for us to ask those questions, right? Hey, like I asked you earlier. All right, Jeff Olbrich, Rob really likes a guy, and you like him, but, you know, the scouting staff and maybe Terry say, well, we want to go this direction. Who wins?
This, hey, this, You know what? I've been having a good day today. It almost feels like a Friday. Let's not even go down this road because we've heard about, and this goes back to Dimitroff and Quinn, and this isn't a knock on Dan and Thomas because 2016, the collaboration worked perfectly.
It did.
You know, and that's what we're trying to recreate this year. But, yeah, I mean, who says? Who's the guy? I would think, you know, and so the impression, and this is what we get from talking to D-Led, from talking to people inside the building, that Arthur Smith drove the bus on the Pitts pick and probably on the Drake London pick, right? We feel that?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Arthur probably told the general manager to try to get Deshaun Watson. So when does this guy get to pick his own guys?
Well, I think he has been
now. Bijan was that guy. Certainly we know Michael Penix was that guy.
Yeah, I think he has been.
Problem was, you know, the coach wanted Kirk Cousins and you created a situation, whether you feel for Kirk or you tell him to go pound sand, that you alienated a quarterback, which created an entire other soap opera, which you're still dealing with. But now, yes, let the coach and the defensive coordinator decide on this one.
Well, my biggest thing today was, and look, a lot of the stuff that Terry Fontenot was talking about, he's not wrong. He's been in football a long time. He's right. When you start talking about, you know, still working and evaluating these guys and how red flags pop up and how you look at that, all that stuff is true. But my thing is, we got a new defensive coordinator, and defense is where we're lacking. Is he not going to be a part of this process? And that question really wasn't answered today. When I heard that they're enthusiastic about the way Jeff Ulbrich watches film, look, we were here when Jeff was here. We get it. He's an exciting, emotional, enthusiastic dude. But when you're talking about, hey, my job might be on the line, I need to know what you really think about these guys and how much input is he going to have, Mike? That's my question. Because he's coming into a defense that was damn near dead last in every category last season. So that was something that wasn't answered, and I just don't know whether or not, you know, they wanted to stay away from that or not. But either way, Terry addressed the media, and we're going to see tomorrow. We will find out soon enough, Atlanta, how they are thinking about going about this draft. Here's my thought, and it won't change. Defense, defense, defense. Need, need, right. Need. Forget about this best player on the board stuff. To me, it is need. It's glare. It's looking you right in the face, Mike, and you can't deny it.
Unless there's a small chance they say Michael Penix Jr. needs to be protected.
Come on, stop.
The blind side is weak. And what is the point of having all these weapons at, on offense if you're going to have to keep
your
tight end?
You're going to go offense 5 years in a row?
Hey, man, you know, well, the last 4 years, the blind side was on the left side. Jake's got that handled.
No way.
Now with a lefty, it's on McGarry's
watch. Let me
tell you
something. You want to talk about lighting your hair on fire tomorrow? If that happens, if they go offense again, I'm going to lose my mind. The offense is fine, Terry.
I'm just saying. If Will Campbell fell, not that he would, or Membo fell, or Josh Simmons.
You're going to go get one of these guys.
Well, we should have had Penei Sewell in the first place. Then we wouldn't be having this problem. But that's a moot point. If they felt this that McGarry's okay, we've heard some rumblings that maybe McGarry's not the guy for the job. We'll find out. But I do think that's, of all things, Carl, pie chart.
All right.
Yeah, it's like this slit, very
okay,
slit.
All right.
It's got to be edge. But then linebacker, too, because then you get into the linebackers, and we have talked a lot about guys that fit. Do they not fit? You know, does Jalen Walker fit what we're looking for? Jahad Campbell? And again, he's gotten the clear. Apparently, arm's going to be okay for a camp. Would you be surprised that Jahad Campbell is the guy taking at 15?
I wouldn't. Look, he's a sideline-to-sideline guy. I think he's the best linebacker in this draft. But I also think, again, this is the thing. Let's just say all three of those guys are there. What's the decision-making process, Mike?
All right, gets back to your first question.
How do you determine which guy is more impactful? And that whoever they have higher on the board, and they've already done all the grading guys, they're going to determine, and then when they make that pick, that's what they're telling you. If it's this guy over the other two, and they're all sitting there, they're telling us they graded this guy higher, he's going to have a bigger impact. And God, I hope he does. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear Terry real quick, Mike, talk about the pressure to get this right. You've been saying he's got a lot of pressure on him. We've been talking about it. Does he realize how much pressure he has on him going into this draft?
The pressure's always there, absolutely, and that's a part of it. You know, if you're not comfortable with the pressure, then you shouldn't be working in the NFL. Definitely shouldn't be in a leadership position, but you got to get the picks right. And at the end of the day, right now we got 5 draft picks, and you can look at historical numbers, and every year there's going to be first round picks that don't play well, and there's going to be undrafted free agents that end up being really good players, you know. So you have to get the picks right, regardless of if we make 5 picks and get 10 players in undrafted free agency, whatever it is, it's about getting the picks right.
He's right.